One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Barefooters. Are they really filthy people who refuse to abide by societal standards for the mere thrill of offending others? I'm Anthony Padilla, and I'm going to find out the truth from barefooters themselves. Hello, Barefoot Sue.
Hello there.
Lara.
Hi.
Joshua. Hey.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Visit betterhelp.com/Padilla because sometimes existing is exhausting.
Yeah. I see today that you were dressed appropriately for the name.
Yes, of course.
And how often are you barefoot?
I'm pretty much barefoot all the time.
Like even on the flight over here?
Yes, on the flight, definitely barefoot. Except I bring socks with me because sometimes I like to put my foot up on the seat and I don't want to put my bare feet on the seat. So I put socks on and then... Yeah.
Do they make you put on shoes at any point in the airport?
No, in fact, a whole bunch of people had to take off their shoes.
Yeah, I've heard about that before.
Yeah, and I didn't. You're like,
I got nothing to hide.
I know, but a lot of people stare at me in the lineup.
Can you define what a barefooter is?
Someone who, I guess, doesn't really like to wear shoes.
just doesn't like to? It's not like a strict lifestyle or anything?
I mean, I think there's a huge range of being barefoot. Yeah. I tend to focus on more like just love on your feet. And for me, like until I find a shoe that's better than my foot, like there's no chance that I'm going to. And whenever I have anything on for like too long, I just feels weird.
So on the spectrum of going barefoot, you would say that you're extreme?
Pretty extreme. I mean, I did like a ran a marathon barefoot in the mountains. I hike barefoot in the snow.
Yeah, why do people care so much? Like do they bring it up to you a lot? Like
yes.
Like this is your identity. I don't care if you think it is or not, but it's what I see you as, your feet.
Yeah, and it's just weird because like walking through the grocery store, I'll see people walk and then they'll like break their neck trying to look at my feet. And so then I'll turn and stare at them so they know I'm looking at them too.
So it's socially unacceptable?
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
Because we have been taught from a young age that you have to wear shoes.
Yeah.
From when you're a baby, they sell the shoes that are like this big the little newborns. What newborn needs a shoe?
True. They're not even fucking walking.
Yes. So then it's weird.
I've never thought about that.
Right. And they buy like the $50 shoes. Like your baby does not need the new Dunks or whatever.
Right. And they're going to grow out of those Jordans in 3 days.
Yeah.
What do you think people assume about you?
Well, you know, generally they assume barefooters are people maybe that don't have a lot of money. Maybe they're, you know, cast off hippies that, you know, never came out of the 60s or I don't know. Like they just have ideas about someone who's unhygiene is probably the biggest one. When in fact, you know, I don't know how many times you wash the inside of your shoes.
Zero?
Zero, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's hot and sweaty in there, and that's where bacteria grows.
Right.
I wash my feet probably, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 times a day. Yeah, so my feet are really clean.
Are there situations where you have to wear shoes? Like, you got to do it?
Well, I live in Canada.
Wait, what is that? In Canada, they don't have any, like, shoe policies or what?
No, we have snow. So sometimes I have to wear shoes in the snow.
Ah.
Yeah, but I almost never wear socks. The thing is, most people don't know that it's not so much the snow, but salt. If they put salt on the sidewalks, then the salt takes the temperature of the snow and the ice down to minus 14 or 15 degrees Celsius, and you can get frostbite at that temperature.
Have you gotten close to frostbite?
Oh, yes. I had frost nip, I think they call it.
Is that where your nipples are frost?
No, no, that's where my middle two toes actually got. I think they were like really close to frostbite. And I went to the hospital and basically, I went to emergency and basically the doctor just said, you're an idiot.
Was that like a wake up call? Like, oh, I need to be wearing shoes now?
No. No, because like once you start going barefoot,
yeah,
it's such an incredible experience. Every day, every moment is an experience. Like even right now, my foot is capturing sort of the sensation of the carpet below my foot as we're talking. So I'm not just having a conversation, I'm having an experience at the same time.
Have you ever not been able to go in somewhere because you didn't have shoes on?
At Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble?
Yes.
Is that the one place
That's
ever?
That's the one place that it was like hard no, you have to wear shoes.
Get your bare feet out of here, we're trying to read books with our shoes on.
I said, really? It's like, I'm not doing anything.
Did you put your shoes on or did you just go?
No, I went to the car and got my shoes, but I carry some in my car, but it was just weird.
Yeah.
They said because they had somebody walk through barefoot and track mud.
But then the people that wear their shoes are tracking oil, dog shit, all blood. Do you wash your feet a lot?
I mean, I wash my feet before I go to bed or if I step in something gross. So what I like to do is if I'm going to go inside, if there's like a puddle, I'll like wet my feet in the puddle and then like wipe them in the grass and that's clean.
But people wear their shoes in their house. Yes. What's the difference?
My husband is one of those people that always wears shoes everywhere we go, all in the house all the time. Like, why? And so he cannot walk outside. His feet are like baby feet.
Yeah.
Mine are like boot leather. So it's really different.
So in some ways, people wearing shoes are maybe dragging in even more shit on their feet.
Yes, for sure. They don't think about it because it's on their shoes. You don't know what you stepped in always. They bring it inside and then I'm like, what are all these things? And it's like, oh, I must have stepped in mud. If you were barefoot, you'd know you stepped in mud and you would clean your feet.
The big benefit for me is the connection with Mother Nature. So the actual connection with the earth and being able to feel and experience that all the time. I don't live in a city. I actually live a couple hours north of Toronto, so I'm in the forest and I'm walking on a lot of, you know, forest floor, dirt, sand, sometimes
so concrete.
A little bit when I walk into town, but you know, I don't walk on the sidewalk, I walk on the edge where there's natural earth. The other thing I found is that when you're wearing shoes, your heel is ever so slightly lifted and it's tipping you forward. Yeah, exactly.
A whole half incher up
here. Yes, you're constantly tipped forward. So that means it puts strain on your ankles, your knees, your hips, your back, your neck, and after years and years and years of doing that, then many, you know, different complications start to arise.
So walking barefoot changes your posture.
Right. So now I sit back, engage my core, and never have to do another sit-up in my life.
I could punch your stomach right now and it'd be fine?
It's not the, no.
That's what you're telling me? Are you challenging me? I will. I don't want to, but I will.
It's not that good. But at least it has a little bit of engagement. And with heels, you know, when you walk, it sounds really cool, right? When you step on your heel. And
you want to hear it?
Let's hear it. Oh, yeah.
that's power.
That's it. And you want to hear me? Do you want to hear me?
Nothing. Silence.
And I don't even need heels. I can just walk up on the and pretend I'm wearing heels and I still look sexy.
True. Were you afraid at one point?
Totally.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I was really afraid. I loved shoes.
Yeah?
Yes. I worked in the corporate world. I worked in telecom. I loved heels.
So
I had
always in heels.
Basically a shoe fetish. I actually didn't think that I could ever go barefoot full time. There's a professor called the Barefoot Professor. He produced or showed this study that indicated that we have anywhere from 100,000 to 200,000 sensory receptors on the bottom of each foot. And those receptors in our feet have a job, and their job is to tell our brain what's going on the terrain that we're on. Mm-hmm. Are we even, uneven? Is it hard? Is it soft? How should the foot step down? How should the body adapt? And then the brain decides, okay, what do we need to do? I learned walking on gravel or a sharp environment, something that would normally be seen as pain. I remember learning that if I didn't look at the environment, instead looked up, it didn't hurt as much. And that the sensation was bearable. When I discovered that if I didn't think of it as pain, rather just a sensation, then I embraced it. I actually welcomed all these sensations. Think about how many things in life we don't approach because we think it's going to be painful or we think it's going to hurt. And so barefooting is kind of like practicing facing fear.
Would you say you rewired or you just reinterpreted?
I just changed my perspective. So rather than thinking of something as pain, I began thinking of it as a sensation that my brain was going to interpret. I sort of handed it over to my brain and said, you know what's best for me. You figure it out.
Tell me about what's happening when I cram my foot into this fashionable shoe.
Well, I mean, think about it. All the, you know, the veins, the cells, everything's being squished, mm-hmm. right? So it's mm-hmm. uncomfortable. And you're actually living at a very, very low grade kind of discomfort. Mm. So imagine what your brain is thinking. It's like, oh no, we're in a discomfort state. What should I do? How do I get them out of this state? Because all it wants to do is have you be happy, nice and healthy, safe. And now it doesn't feel safe. You know, there's your feet really just want some freedom. So give it to them at least at some point every day. You can still wear shoes if you want to go out, you want to look cool, you know, you want to dress up, whatever.
You're not trying to convert everyone into being 100% of the time barefoot always?
No.
Fuck shoes?
No. No. No, go with the shoes. Yeah. And if you end up in nature like I did, there's a possibility one day you might not want to wear shoes. That's a possibility.
Right.
But that's totally your choice.
Just automatically, I can tell you have healthy feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have healthy feet.
I mean, obviously there's different degrees and levels, but
yeah,
like you seem like you have a good strong foot.
Okay.
Which means to me that if you were to go more barefoot, it would be an easier transition.
What signifies a healthy foot?
Just muscular, pretty good. Like sometimes a common thing is like a bunion where people will have their toe gets pushed in oftentimes because of their shoe. And then the muscle and the bone pops out right here.
Yeah.
And oftentimes doctors have to shave that off.
Oh, but you're shaving bones off?
Yeah, and the interesting thing is that like there's things like Correct Toe, this barefoot podiatrist that I know out in Portland he created, and they slowly help your feet go back. So instead of always having to get surgery, a lot of people can correct it in different ways. But point is, you seem to have like good, healthy feet. The issue with a lot of shoes, especially when they have a heel, is that you end up heel striking. Mm. Because if you think about runners, they're like, often running, I don't know if I'm out of camera, but they're often like doing this like wide kind of like, you know, pushing, using a lot of muscle, and they're landing on their heel,
on the back,
which creates all this pressure. And you're doing the same motion, especially if you're running on pavement, and you're doing the same motion over and over again. You're creating so much tension and so much force that it goes up the back of your body.
And it's 100% of the impact is going to your knee, which is going to your back.
Yes.
Back and forth over and over constantly. But when you run, and I have ran barefoot, and my body naturally wants to hit with the front of my foot, and then gently the back of my foot goes down, but it's a gentle, it like absorbs some of the impact through that motion, which is like a natural spring in a sense.
And with that running, did you feel like, was that something somebody told you? You just felt naturally you were running that way?
Naturally, when I'm barefoot, I didn't want to hurt myself, and slamming the back of your foot down, it's going to be a lot more of an impact than gently hitting the front of your foot. It just kind of felt natural.
We'll start to kind of like awaken to the idea that it makes sense.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Yeah.
Even if you're not going to go full in, like you just start to be like, oh, wait, the foot, it's like the hand. If I were to wear mittens all day and try to cook or play guitar, it would be really awkward, right?
Yeah.
So it's the same concept. Like our foot has, to me, not the same functioning, but as much functioning as our hand.
Mm.
And when we just put it in a foot prison, as I like to say.
Foot prison. I can't say I've often just sat with one foot in a shoe and one foot out and been able to compare. But this foot really does feel like a numb little nub that just, it just smashed in here.
Set him free.
All right.
Set him free.
All right, you talked me into it. This better not end up on WikiFeet.
WikiFeet, that's a thing, WikiFeet.
You didn't know WikiFeet's a thing?
No.
Oh, I'm gonna look up WikiFeet. Oh, here we go. We're on men.wikifeet.com. Very different site. All right, let's see what we got. Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I'm not disappointed with my rating.
Whoa.
4.91.
You know that our feet are like one of the most intimate parts of our body.
It depends who you ask. Some people, yeah. It's the most intimate.
Yeah, part. That's right. Those darn fetishers. I'm not one.
Have you dealt with a lot of fetishers?
So I have, yeah. And that's how I learned.
Yeah.
Right? I discovered that if I put pictures up of the bottom of my feet when they were dirty, then I would get more fetishers. It is like a little bit about the way our brain is designed.
I think I've heard where you're going.
Our genitals and our toes and our feet are beside each other.
In your brain?
Yeah, where they sit in your brain, where the connection is to your brain. So sometimes with fetishers, there's a little bit of an overlap.
Mm.
And that's how they get confused.
Oh.
Not confused, but that's how they see it.
So when I look up my rating on WikiFeet, people that are rating me on there are essentially rating my genitalia because it's close in their brain to where they interpret genitalia.
Well, that's an extreme assumption, but I don't know.
I will confess.
Yes? Oh, you want to take the other boot off?
That it feels a lot better with my shoes off. And I feel like this is the one time, the one environment where it just absolutely makes sense to just go for it.
Yay!
And another confession.
Yes.
I ran 1.5 miles yesterday barefoot.
You didn't!
Just to know.
Yay!
Just to know. And everything that you're describing is 100% accurate.
Wow.
It felt like a dance.
Yeah.
I was running and, you know, wearing shoes. It's just forward. This is essentially the motion when you have shoes on. But
yeah.
When you're barefoot, it's, you know, many things that I noticed. You know, I could, there's a million different things that are different. It did feel like it was a dance.
Wow.
It felt playful. And I knew running out that I was going to have to run back.
Yeah.
And there was this excitement that I felt of like avoiding the things and like
yes.
the different sensations of the ground that I was running on.
Look at you. You know a few things, yeah.
Are you down to have a competition, a little friendly competition I put together?
Yes.
We are going to compete with feet.
Okay.
So this here is what I like to call the Lego walk of Jeff. So you down to walk across it and see
totally.
What it feels like?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Oh, that feels great.
Are you serious? It feels good?
It's actually massaging all the organs in your body. And I'm like, yeah, let's do this. I love it.
I've never seen someone look so happy to walk on Legos.
Do it again.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't bad at all.
Really?
Are you serious? We gotta like jump.
What the fuck? No! No!
I'm telling you, it does not hurt.
3, 2, 1, go. Oh, you already got started. Oh, that is, you didn't even, that was, that, that's, you can't, you, what? Fuck. Now I'm gonna have to do this. Oh, I got this.
You can do it.
I got this. Yeah. okay, everyone's ready? Okay, all right. Oh, that one's bad. Oh, that red, fuck. Oh, you like this? Ooh. I'm putting my whole foot on it, though. Are you putting just the front of your foot
on it? No, I put my entire foot down. Oh, yeah, that's
it.
I thought
you got out easy. Oh, yikes. Ooh. Oh, I'm sweating a little. Ooh, there's one that feels stabby.
Yep.
Real stabby.
Mm-hmm.
Like needle stab.
Okay, you can do it. You can do it. Come on.
I did it. But the sweat. Am I looking sweaty?
Congratulations.
I'm looking sweaty.
I'm so proud of you. Try it without looking at it.
Oh, you want me to do it again?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Like, well, I took bigger steps. Okay.
Yeah, take small steps. He's not screaming. Well, so how is it?
It still hurts a little bit, certain spots. But I'm also walking a little bit more gently.
Yeah, because you're not using your eyes and your interpretation that it's pain.
I gotta...
Oh, yeah, it's stuck. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, staring at it each step, I think that I interpreted preemptively.
Yeah.
But when I wasn't looking at it, I kind of wasn't really even expecting it. I was interpreting other things. I still felt it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't interpreting it as immediate danger. And my foot automatically adjusted to shift in certain ways where the parts that were sharper would be avoided instantly.
You felt yourself doing that?
Yeah, yeah. I found the carpet.
Wow. That's pretty good. I'm impressed.
There's some truth to that.
There is. You know, when I started barefooting and I would be asked to leave different places, restaurants and stores, I finally, one day I woke up and I had this idea in my mind that I could design a shoe that didn't have a sole but looked like a shoe. And so I designed these shoes that are called bare bottom shoes. I actually have a pair for you here. Do you want to see them?
Yeah, I would love to see them.
Look at
you designed these?
I did. I designed them. They actually came to me in a dream.
Okay, let's
try. So do you want to try one on?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna
dress me?
We're gonna do. Thank yes, you. I'll do it for sure.
Oh, thanks. Oh,
so you put one hole goes over your big toe. The uh-huh. other hole is your three toes, and then your baby toe.
Okay.
And then you just slide them on like. Okay. Oh, they fit perfectly.
They do fit perfectly.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Okay.
And then there's a little strap underneath.
Okay.
That goes like this.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. You want me to be barefoot? I'll be barefoot.
Oh, this is basically, it's like gift wrapping your foot.
I love that. Look it. Isn't that great? Yeah, and they're so comfortable. You won't even know they're on. And then people will think, oh, yeah, he's wearing flip-flops or something.
It does look like a flip-flop.
And it works. It tricks society.
So people have said, like, we've evolved away from walking on our bare feet.
Yeah.
For a reason, because it was evolutionarily terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I first learned about it when I was getting into Buddhism many years ago. I like actually went through a really deep and dark depression and thought, like, what's the point? Life is kind of pointless. And then I found these like beautiful teachings of this human that went out there and realized that we're conditioned to like have all this suffering in our life, and that the conditioning comes from parents, from society, from teachers, whoever it might be, books that make us believe things that aren't necessarily true.
Mm.
And I see that what's cool to me is like the shoe is like the, you know, it's this false foot, and it's kind of like the false character and the false self that a lot of people put on. And then one day you realize like, that's not who I am. I thought I was this person that was insecure and shy and XYZ. And then you take off the mask and you're like, oh, it can be anything. That's how I feel the same way with the foot.
Some Eastern cultures do talk about how much the foot is connected to the brain.
Mm.
Right? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, reflexology. So the idea in Chinese medicine, for example, the bottom of the foot is completely connected to the entire body.
Mm.
So it starts from the top up. So this would be your head, your neck, and then you get into your intestines. So you can actually look up online, picture reflexology, there'll be a foot, and it will have heart and throat all over the foot, basically. Uh-huh. And what they'll do is, instead of like, if you're having an issue with your head, instead of necessarily working your head, they might just work a pressure point here, right? And they start to understand that there's these different points, and you can rub this area. Let's say you have issues with your intestine, and they might do it with a finger, or they use sometimes a stick. So when I was studying it, I kind of made the connection. I was like, oh wow, when I'm running barefoot, or even just walking barefoot, I'm getting this like reflexology session. Because I've had a few reflexologies before, and it feels really good. Your foot feels like, you know, relaxed, but the rest of your body does too. So now when I'm just out hiking, I'm just getting the constant, it's like a free foot massage, free reflexology, and the rest of my body just feels naturally more grounded in that space.
So do you walk on anything, or are you like, I only walk on X, Y, and Z?
I get the needle question. So I get glass, nails, and needles.
Uh-huh.
So the thing I don't get about needles is, how can they be sticking straight up, right? Like, people assume I'm going to step on a needle, but if anything, the needle will be down and over. It'd have to be a very like orchestrated situation to properly like inject yourself with a needle. People assume you're like just walking like this all the time. But like, I'm looking forward, but I can notice any big obstacles in my way, and then my feet will take care of the little thing.
What do you do when you go into a public restroom?
Well, naturally, I just jump in the toilet. Like, that's what everybody thinks I do.
Yeah, you clean your feet in the pee water.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Like, girls' bathrooms are cleaner than boys, is what I hear.
But they're still pretty gross sometimes.
Again, I don't put my feet in my mouth, so.
You just get pee foot and it's okay?
They usually have like a little rug there and I'll just wipe it off.
Have you ever stepped in human shit?
My kids.
What? It's just on the ground?
Kids are crazy.
I feel like I'm so much more open to the idea of being barefoot than I was beforehand. I feel like walking on asphalt or concrete, not so much, but I feel like the idea of running in dirt and grass, now like even being aware of the way that my feet feel, it's desirable. You know, the dance that you do when you run, how it becomes more playful.
So at least do you feel like you're more aware of the way you're going to judge other people who are wearing or not wearing shoes?
Absolutely. I think at one point I would have assumed that they wanted to wear shoes but couldn't.
Yes.
Or that they were not connected with reality in some way. And it is, it's almost like we're taught to believe that if someone isn't fitting in with the rest of society, that they're not connected with reality.
Mm-hmm.
Even for no reason other than to fix your posture, I feel like being barefoot will benefit me, as, you know, I already walk around my house barefoot, but the idea of how would I walk if this were an uneven surface, immediately your core engages, immediately you walk with a little bit of a softer stride. And I feel like those things immediately, I can already feel them as I was trying it out yesterday, engages much more in my body. My posture is immediately better. And I feel like that's gonna prevent me from experiencing potential knee and hip and back issues that a lot of people assume is just associated with age.
Exactly.
They say, oh, you're in your 30s, you're gonna feel those feelings. No.
I think it's the number one natural biohack for anti-aging.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, it's the number one. It's the beginning of everything.
And it makes sense. It is the foundation of your body and your posture.
Totally.
And therefore your mind.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. that simple.
Mm-hmm.
People that have, you know, wearing shoes their whole life, oftentimes their feet are all kinds of mm-hmm. funky, and there's like fungus and smells. My feet smell great. I can smell them and they smell.
I'll be the true test. Are you down?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm doing this for you. Honestly, I have no sense at all. No sense at all.
And I used to wear socks and like they would get kind of smelly and moldy and all these things. And
I think mine might even have more scent than yours. Not gonna lie.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.